beginning with a prayer. Father God, that is a hard question to ask. What are you going to do with life? But I know that you can lead a life. And so that question, Lord, is actually in your hands to guide us, to show us what you want us to do with our life. Amen. I would like to begin with a poem. Who is in charge here? It must be somebody important, somebody else. I'm a poor boy with not many talents. Look to someone else. Why don't the word give me what is old? Don't expect me to be someone else. Hey, poor boy, surprising. It's your life. You deserve it. You are. Somebody else. Basically, the cousin really means, what are you going to do with your life? I think a lot of people understand that to become a threat of who we are. Especially having with the neighbor folks. People always ask them, what are they going to do with their life? They want to know what is going to happen to you after school. What is going to happen to you have your parents die. Who is actually in charge of your life? I want to tell some stories about that cousin, about a friend of mine who parents struggle with that cousin. What is Natalie going to do with her life? 5 years ago, when I met the Roses, we began to talk about Natalie's future. Natalie is a person that was born with cerebral palsy, and she is not capable of taking care of herself physically. She is totally dependent. The question was, what are you going to do with Nancy when she is 18, 19, 20? Is Natalie going to live at home for the rest of her life? Yeah, can Natalie have an independent life outside of her family? Even though disabled people may be dependent, they need somehow to realize that they got a freedom of who they are and that they need to make some choices. A choice it probably remain with Nancy's mother and father because of Nancy's disability of who she is. But the important thing that I think it really is, even though parents make decisions for their children, is that that young adult in Nancy's case, the parent need to make that choice about what she gonna do with the rest of her life. And we had to talk that thing through with them about even thought maybe to put Nancy into a home. No. I cannot do that. I cannot. We cannot put Nancy somewhere else. We need her. For Nancy, own benefit, she need to be somewhere else where parents can visit her. Nancy Mantell is okay. She need to think about the freedom same way as we all need to think about leaving home and moving into an apartment. And with disabled people, they need to realize that they need that same opportunity to be able to think, yeah, I need to move somewhere else, even though somebody else needs to take care of me. In Nancy's case, that really is liberation for her to move out. Because as she grew up and saw her brother and sister move out, she too thought, someday I want to do that too. You understand that even though she and I capable of physically being by herself, she would be in a new place and take a new fence and create a new family. And I think that is important for people that parents need to, of course, be very careful about where that place is going to be. They need to make sure that that place is not a threat to her life. That place is, in Nancy's case, need to be a very loving and very caring community. Because Nancy don't know anything besides a loving and caring family. So I think it's very important to try to match that up in other home situations. You understand what I'm trying to?
I think so. What you're saying is that she shouldn't be sent to some place just as a kind of a warehousing.
She need to be included into a family situation. And to her, for her, that is a liberation statement. Because Bill and Susan move out on their own, and she is moving out. She will be moving out into some, even if it is a handicapped home, it'd be a whole different revival for her. Yeah.
Now, is that a decision? Is that a decision? I mean, I don't know what her situation is. Is that a decision that she can make? I mean, are you saying
her
that
folks should have to make it for her? Wouldn't they? Wouldn't her folks have to make the decision for her?
Is that a decision she can be asked about? I mean, something she would comprehend.
Nothing can understand what is going on. She is not mentally retarded.
She's physically
and not able to speak like you and I can. But Nazi is very, very alert about who she is and about her friends and her family and the relationship. She is a typical woman. She goes through the same cycle as us.
How old?
Oh, Nellie must be 20 now.
What sort of a place would you suggest? Connected with the church, or would it have to be necessarily?
I don't care what kind of place it is, as long as it is a loving and caring environment.
You can't be sure of those things, though, can you?
Well, that is, we need to make good homework. We need to do our homework for that to happen. I mean, we need to make sure that Nazi's going to be taken care of.
You say we? Who includes the we part?
Well, I'm a part of that family.
I suppose I would be too. Wouldn't I?
Are you saying society? I mean, in the same way that we...
I'm saying that I'm a part of the family because I've been a part of that family ever since I have met them. Uh-huh. I mean, it's kind of the adopted family that I have took on for my own. They're like friends, but to me they are family. Yeah.
Okay, but what you're saying then is that we need to be sure that there are adequate places for people to go, just as we see that there are adequate places for people when they're like nursing homes.
Right.
They need to be licensed by the state or...
We need to make sure that we got good enough home, good enough cures about, you know, to be able to place them. It's going to be a transaction anyway for that woman needs that man to leave the home development into something else, especially when you need somebody to take care of you, like now they need to be taken care of. She don't know what it is to live in a bad environment. Her home situation is a fantastic home relationship, a family, good family relationship. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I hope that is the case. You know, it's sad to say that it's not the case. Favorite situation, but I think we need to really look for good home situation for all these young adults that are not capable of taking care of their own self.
In your travels, have you run into places that you think are good or not so good?
I don't like making judgments, but in cages of individual kids, like Nazi, Biggie, the girl that became paralyzed in an accident I was involved with, placing her into a home.
No, but you would have more, should be able to make more better judgments than we do, who are just on the outside. We're just citizens who are not specifically trained in anything on this, as social workers.
Basically, what I look for is a home that I want to be a part of.
You're talking about a private home.
Well, not necessarily. I could be talking about a group home, and I don't want to use the word institution, because institution becomes so, all I can think about is great walls and bars on the windows. I'm kind of looking at a family setting.
Family type setting, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that would be a fantastic place.
Well, there are places where they'll put ads in the papers for, they'll give somebody specifically named. And the state will pay money to these foster parents to keep them. And they look after, a social worker then comes around and checks on those people. This is the way it is in Colorado anyhow, and I suppose the other
states. I'm not talking about the homes run by the state. And
no, these aren't run by the state. That is,
sure they are. They are privately homes, but they are run by the government.
No, but I could answer an ad like that and take in one of those people into my home, and my wife and I could take care of them, and we get paid by the for their groceries and care.
Yeah. Okay.
By the state.
Okay.
Would that be all right?
Sure.
Well, that's what I mean. There's
but I need to make sure that you are capable and. What kind of, I would really do a very intensive interview with them before I would give.
Well, I know the state of Colorado's got social workers that do just go around and do that. That's all they do. They
I'm kind of talking about a group situation, a group home. See, that the problem was putting a nothing need to be involved with friendships in a home situation. I would not recommend Nancy to be in a private home situation because she already has a private home situation.
What you say something?
I mean,
well, yeah.
Nothing needs to be in a home with some other people that have physical handicaps that Nancy can
interact with. Yeah, yeah.
The way she communicates.
Like Benny says, she's already in a home,
she's
with
in
parents
her
who care for her and whatnot.
Yeah.
So if she goes to another place where there's, you and your wife, for instance, and all she is in another home, which is exactly the same kind of situation she's leaving.
Well,
so what is the point?
It might be in the case in my home, but I've in some of these Lutheran papers that I've seen, magazines, they'll tell about some certain family will take on a dozen people like that. Some of different nationalities and
We ain't talking about things like that. I'm talking about a group home that is got activity, got whatever. Because Natalie is not able to talk or walk. She needs totally care and a family is very deliberate to take somebody in like that. I wouldn't recommend somebody take another in because the point is that Natalie needs to interact with her own people, her own age of people. She needs to be.
Well, in Watertown County, you want me to talk?
Rents, you got something cooking in your head. I want to hear that.
I don't know whether you want to talk about this or not, Benny, but I have a nephew, 26 years old, who dove out of a canoe into the river and hit bottom and broke his neck. And he's paralyzed from here on down. He's in a wheelchair. That happened, I think, 6 years ago. And his parents are my age, and not too long until he's going to have to go out and into a different environment. He's been staying with his folks. I'll see him in a week, and I'll say, "Denny, how you doing?" He say, "I'm doing fine," but he isn't though. I don't think.
For him, definitely need to, maybe he can live on his own with a tenant to come in.
Yeah, I think he can.
I got a friend of mine that is probably in the same situation that he broke his neck in a diving accident. And he lived on his own. He have his own apartment. And he does have a living tenant, but Nancy could not be in a situation like that because somebody needs for her, somebody needs to be with her at all times, and probably with the person that you are preferring to. Could be home for 2-3 hours by itself.
I'm just worried about, I think about motivating him to do something.
How long have been?
What?
How long have that been since he?
About 6 years now.
And he is not motivated?
I don't think so.
He just gets waited on and...
He does. It isn't too demanding that way, but, a lot of people with handicaps go on and find a niche someplace for themselves. Maybe not a big one, but something that they can do and...
Find something they can do that makes them feel worthwhile and
right.
Like they're making some kind of contribution.
I think, the last time I was in Kansas City twice in a matter of 3 week period because of the way my schedule Nancy's father and I sit on and talk a lot about the future of Nancy because he is so concerned about his daughter, and we were talking about if Nathie know what is going on, yeah, because Nathie is not able to respond to things that is going on. And I really believe that people that are disabled and not able to speak really do know what is going on within that household, within that family system. They really sense that.
They probably sense things before we do.
And what's so interesting about it is I'm going to Joe, you may not agree with it, you may find it helpful. Nathie would come home from school and say, in her own way of language, "I'm sorry." And that would put her parents in a, what are you sorry for? We played with that one night. Came up with the idea that Nathie knows that she is being waited on, and she don't want to be waited on. Her material is not handicapped, her body is. She would rather be able to wait on herself. And sometimes she needs to say that I'm sorry for who I am, because I'm a burden to you. She may think that. I think that was a very good insight. I think Nathie know that sometimes maybe she's a pain to get up in the morning. Yeah? Are you hearing what I'm saying? That Nathie is aware of who she is and maybe don't like the way she is.
Of course, I think that's true with a lot of us.
Yeah. And see, a lot of people wouldn't.
Amen.
See, a lot of people wouldn't even expect that coming from Nathie. Because people would take Nathie for granted and say that Nathie don't think about things like that, because she is so. She always been like that for the rest. Yeah. And.
Do you think you could accommodate to a new environment, like a group home?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she'd been outside of their home for weeks.
Oh.
At camps and so on and so forth. And Nathie's so adaptable. I think it'd been really fun to, I think we, getting back to your cousin about motivation. How do you motivate that person? Do you talk to him about what he want to do for the rest of his life?
Well, I'm sure it's gone through his mind.
Do you hear goals that he wanted to accomplish?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was going to be a farmer.
No, I mean no.
Oh, wow. I don't think so.
And deal with the reality, not what happened yesterday, but the reality of today. I think now he needs to begin to dream about what he can do inside of itself, being paralyzed.
Are you asking if, I'm sorry, I don't know your name.
Art.
Are you saying Has Art asked him that?
No, have there been some conversation about that?
Not very much.
How about mother and father? What are they like?
Well, they are concerned about him, and they, of course, are taking care of his needs at present, but they won't be able to for forever.
And the guy is not motivated at all to pick himself up and say, this is the way it is, and I didn't need to live with it, and we didn't need to go from here.
I'll probably talk to him here in a week or two. I'll see him. But how do you get
Maybe you should lay out some positivity for him.
Do what?
Lay out some
possibility.
Positivity for him to be able to. Maybe there might be something that he can do. Computers are phenomenal.
He has fair use of his hands.
Yeah, but he can use his head. He can really point it on his head and do it that way.
Yeah.
I
wish he would.
I mean, the head with what you can't do below the nut. What is important is right here. The sad thing of it is, I don't know if I could say that tomorrow if I would be paralyzed. you understand what I'm trying to say?
I think so.
This must be pretty tough for you to go through. And because a lot of you ask me, why am I so motivated? I'm so motivated because nobody else is going to do it for me.
Well, I know a paraplegic. His father has to help him up in his tractor and get him down, but once he gets him up there, he can drive the tractor.
Yeah, he barely has the use of his arms. Did guys this?
He has pretty good use of his arms, but his hands are not.
It is rather dangerous for machines. For people like that to be on machinery.
No, but he's been doing it for a number of years, and he's but he's got to have somebody to get him up there,
Well, I would think it might be okay too, if it's something like where he's in a cab.
Yeah.
Something where he can't just couldn't fall off.
Yeah, he's
the seat
in a cab, and it's a machine, and he's in it now for years.
Did you say this is your nephew? Or?
Yeah, he's a nephew.
Do his parents talk to him about possibilities of things he could do, or?
I think so. And he's been to Des Moines.
He lives in Iowa.
Yeah. But there's a rehabilitation center down there at Des Moines, and I forget who runs it. I don't know whether it's a state institution or...
Well, this one that I'm thinking about that is in Des Moines. I don't know if that thing is still going or not. It was a private one, I know. There was a private one. Volk Rehab, he may be able to get in touch with Volk Rehab. of Iowa and see what pool we have made up for him. Yeah.
I talked with a kid from Nebraska who was just about the same situation. And he told me that he fooled around for 10 years after he was paralyzed before he finally decided to take himself in hand and do anything about it.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I sat around and felt sorry for myself.
It was positive.
And I kept getting poorer and poorer, he told me. Finally went to Denver to a rehabilitation center.
Oh, yeah. Denver, yes. And I got a friend of mine that lived in my hometown in North Dakota that went out to Denver shortly after he had paralyzed between the waist down. He got everything up here, you know, talking about driving machinery. He can do that, you know, because, you know, if he fall out of the machinery, all he needs to do is, you know, lift back up, you know, he is stronger than an ox with his arms. I mean, he just can't walk. He went down to Denver to get some stuff to get retrained.
Benny, you know, I've got a nephew that he's a little retarded, only in mentally, and my brother, which is single now, they divorced. But I think he carries so much guilt because of this, that there's a lot of things that he won't allow the kid to do. You know, and I think sometimes that's a problem.
You can save your kids. I mean, parents can either save the kid, you motivate the person to say, okay, let's do it together. Let's do it together. And maybe he never need to go through that denial time. Maybe he is in that process of denial. I don't know what his situation been after that, you know.
That's, you're saying then that maybe this, did you say it's been 6 years?
Yeah, 6 years.
Maybe this 6 year period is something that...
That need to...
Or his nephew needs to go through just to...
In the process. Because, see what happened. They were having something died. Something died within inside itself. Our dreams and our concepts about life to be a farmer died. He had gone through a grief period of time, and maybe that is the stage that he is involved with. Yeah, I mean.
But now, nowadays, more and more, farming has become a thing of computers, mentality, and using this big machinery where they you've got trucks you can pup on the back of them. You can maneuver the whole thing around right from buttons on the cab, and all you got to do is press buttons, and it's automatic steering. And I rode in one several times this spring.
Let me get back to what I was talking about. And Cole Roth, in a book on death and dying, lay out sages. Mm-hmm. Did they people go through the same stages? Struthy, when they lose something, they go through that denial time, that grief time. They go through that. Is it necessary for them to go through that because they got 35, 40 more years to live? Yeah. If they can't take 6, 7 years out of their life to try to work the thing through. Yeah. Are you, do that sound like it makes sense?
I think it does.
Do you think something, if, I don't know, for somebody like that, would see and talking to someone else who's gone through that?
Oh yeah, definitely, no question at all. Pure cleansing, yeah. What would happen? He would give face with all his feeling sorry for himself, and it may crack him, it may fix him. I mean, it may be a threat for him to visit with another person that appears.
Well, I'm sure he has, because he's been in at this place where rehabilitation center, where he surely would be have gotten involved with people who are in a similar situation.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't understand that he had been.
He's been to a vocational rehabilitation center in Des Moines, Iowa, for quite an extended period, something like three months or something.
But it's just too comfortable at home.
Well, I think that may be part of it.
I didn't understand. I will with you, I didn't understand that he'd been through that whole process.
Yeah, I didn't pick that up. So I didn't, you know, I thought earlier when we were talking about that you were asking if that was a possibility. I didn't realize that he had already
been through that.
Now the question is, what is he gonna do with his life? What kind of career, what kind of family, It's interesting that people that are pure like can be married and have, it's amazing. You remember Clark Soggy for the Vikings?
Who was that?
Carl Kasagi, he was a vegan that became paralyzed. For the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
He had married and have a family and maintain his paralyzed regime, the race. Don, but he always joked about somebody that are you pure for having kids? The big joke he's in.
Well, somebody like that can be teach school.
I think there are a lot of possibilities.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Getting back to what I was
getting him motivated to dive in someplace and grab a hold of something.
In the cog, people that are paralyzed got all kinds of, they may not see all the opportunities, but there's opportunities that evolve. Being maybe farm animate would be a bait, you know, to be able to run a farm by a computer. And maybe that is his bait. If he wanted to be a farmer, put him in charge of buying all the equipment and buying, you know, all the stuff.
That's a possibility. There's farm management companies back there that manage farms for out-of-state owners, you know, and
bookkeeping.
Yeah,
sure.
They do the planning and buying, selling.
Sure.
Take care of
it. I think that might be a great possibility for. Suggest for you to bring up them.
I knew a couple that he was in the war, and he had his two legs cut off, and he always wanted to build his own house. So he got married, had three kids, and built his own house. Him and his wife. He would use his hands. He was, you know, like iron here, and he did it. Fantastic man. Possibilities unlimited.
I mean, it's an older, and whatever piece you want from that, go grab it and do it. I mean, it's fantastic. What is, if it would have been 30 years, even 20 years ago, the possibilities for a good career for that person that is paralyzed, you know.
Maybe after this morning prayer that Benny's talking about, maybe the fact that he went to this vocational rehabilitation place, you know, fairly soon after this happened, maybe he was not in any kind of mental state to get anything out of the kinds of things that they were doing there. And maybe after this period of grief, you know, if he's worked through some of that now, maybe if he could go back to something like that again, it would have.
Talking about farm management, maybe that would grab us.
You weren't too sold on the rehabilitation center in Des Moines.
I didn't say that.
I gathered that.
I said that I know a few that may not be there right now. I haven't been to the safe one. The safe, I haven't been to that one at all.
But you think the one up in Denver is a pretty good one?
I have heard some good remarks about it. I know that Minnesota Sister Kenny is a good institute in Minneapolis.
What was the name of that?
Sister Kenny.
Sister Kenny?
Institute. The good. We have center.
That'd be a Catholic institution?
I think at one time it was, but now it is hooked up with Abbott North Resident Hospital. I mean, I can drop names all night too.
Yeah.
you know. There's a home called Handicapped Village that maybe I've been Clear Lake, Iowa. You know what Clear Lake is? There's a Handicapped Village. I don't know if that would be. It is kind of like this place. I mean, really, it is kind of like this place, but it's in the cornfields of Iowa.
Not exactly the same.
Where? It is a prison institution, and it is a great place. I don't know if that would be a place that he would want to be part within that community or not. I have heard comments on both sides of it. Some people don't like it, and some people like it. When I was working with a girl from Minot that was got paralyzed in a car accident, that was the only place that I recommend that place for her father's place, in Handicapped Village, not in Clear Lake, but in the neighboring town that, yeah. It began by a minister, a Lutheran minister, who was very concerned. Thank you for being a part of this. My time is up.
I'm sorry.
No. I'm glad that you were a part of this and share some of your family concerns.